If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank the late Mr. Rich O'Brien for all that great music behind our cow commercial. Good old boy.
Pick it out, Badger.
You bet. Pick it out, Badger. Good stuff. Yep. All right. Let's have some more music.
Let's
shall
do
we?
It.
Yeah. Dave Stamey is riding along with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I had a horse.
Now, if I had a horse. A big, wide, flashy horse. I wouldn't be the kind of guy that I appear to be. Well, I'd be different, or I'd be better. A hero right down to the letter, and all them pretty women would be after me. 'Cause I'd be Tom Mix, I'd be the Lone Ranger, I'd be John Wayne, I'd be the tall, dark stranger, I could ride into danger, 'cause I'd be brave, of course. People would look up to me, 'cause I'd be something that they could aspire to be, and this would all be possible if I just had a horse. If I had a hat, a 10-gallon Stetson hat, well, I'd look so sharp all my friends would be amazed. 'Cause I could tip it to the ladies. My nose would always be shady, and underneath the brim I'd have a Gary Cooper gaze. And I'd be Tom Mix, be the Lone Ranger, I'd be Lash LaRue, I'd be the tall, dark stranger, I could save any widow's ranch about 8 seconds flat. And you know people would look up to me, 'cause I'd be something that they could aspire to be, and this would all be possible if I just had a hat. Clothes and trappings don't make the man, I know that's the way it's always gonna be. They can bring out the hero inside, but if that's good enough for me. If I had some boots, they'd go so well with my buckskin suit. I could walk into places I never ever dared to go. With my firm and manly stride, mean guys would just step aside, and I'd be admired by folks I don't even know. And I'd be Gene Autry, I'd be Roy Rogers, I'd have a sidekick who's an old codger. I could chase down the robbers, and I could recover the loot. People would look up to me, 'cause I'd be something that they could aspire to be, and this would all be possible if I just had some boots. 'Cause I'd be Tom Mix, I'd be the Lone Ranger, I'd be John Wayne, I'd be the tall, dark stranger. I could ride into danger, 'cause I'd be brave, of course. And people would look up to me, 'cause I'd be something that they could aspire to be. And this would all be possible if I just had a horse. This would all be possible if I just had a horse.
Oh yeah, good stuff there from Dave Stamey.
I think he's on to something there.
I think he is. If I had a horse, life would be grand, right?
Yeah.
That's all I need. He said, all a songwriter needs sometimes is one line, and he said, he was standing somewhere next to a young kid who had been bought a new hat and a pair of cap guns.
Now if I just had a horse.
And that's exactly what he said. The kid said, "If I just had a horse." Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. What a writer.
Oh yeah,
what a guy
he is, and a good feller.
Yeah,
great feller. Yep. Well, a little equine therapy this week, right?
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about our veterans.
Yeah.
Those folks with the PTS. And,
and that
goes along with a lot of different things.
Sure.
But there has been a lot of lives saved there.
Yes, there has.
With equine therapy. And let's not pigeonhole it. Well, let's go with dog therapy, too.
And hunting.
Hunting
for heroes, Wounded Warrior Projects, all of those.
Yeah, what a great organization.
Yes, amen. Mike Beck has a deal that he does for veterans with horses and such like that. Mike Beck's a great singer and songwriter, too, but learned from the Dorrance Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
He spent a lot of time at the foot of the Dorrance Brothers, but he's got a vet thing.
Yeah, well, you know, and what a great opportunity.
Man.
You know, we have our own here in Pinedale.
Yeah.
You know, the Mesa.
That's right.
What a great organization. You know, they cater to the kids.
Yes, the special needs kids.
The special needs kids.
That's right.
And what a great organization.
Hats off to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's do a little cow poetry.
What you got?
Well, with a horse, I'm a whole man. The daylight calls me from my bed with a gentle waking ray. It peels the sheets from o'er my head, and I start another day. As I sit for eggs and side pork, I am just an empty soul. When I step aboard that slick fork, the equine makes me whole. When I pack an empty saddle, I am never quite complete till the time I am astraddle and I'm set there in that seat. I walk outside just half a man, then I swing upon a horse. I'm transformed to a Ranahand, and I set out on my course. Then at long last I am fulfilled, altogether and intact. My wanton spirit can rebuild when we finally interact. In a pickup I am only a day-working absentee. I am fidgety and lonely with no horse to comfort me. Behind the wheel I fail to thrive, and I lose my sense of pride. The day may come when I won't drive, but I will always want to ride. The hours I spend upon a steed are hours suspended in time, that fills my void and every need and grants rhythm to my rhyme. My travels have no direction. Work has no purpose or care. Life and death make no connection with no horse to take me there. The horse will shoulder my trials as age takes freedom away. He will bear my burden of miles, a debt I'll never repay. As I play out this mortal plan and end up weathered and worn, the horse will make me a whole man, because that's why he was born. Yeah, that that poem came about from, that was your inspiration.
Bud, yeah.
Bud Jurgensen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was too. What a horseman.
Oh, man.
And he could fork a waspy one.
A horse can make a guy whole.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure, sure yeah. can, you bet. Yeah. Well, it's time for Little Dick's Pick.
Oh, and a classic one at that, yeah.
Who's singing this
Ian
week?
Ian Tyson.
Oh, good. What's he singing?
MC Horses.
Very nice.
We were having a drink at Stockman's. Listening to the guitar ring, Jesse said, you know, they sold the MC Horses. I'll be damned, when was that? I hadn't heard a thing back in August, 100 and more. Yeah, the people that come from everywhere, just to bid on them high and low, and thereby on a piece of the legend. With the cow herd all dispersed, the old cabbage, you had to go back in August, 100 head and more. So come on, boy, run on it. We're gonna let this same begin. Last to the big remuters of the mighty MC. Horses here for everyone. Saddle them, kids, let's get her done. By the time that Oregon sun goes down, this outfit's history. This outfit's history. So the MC crew, they rode them all, and the people all gathered around. One old boy gave $2,000 for banjo. A banjo took his trailer apart when he tried to load him up for town. Back in August, 100 and more. If you ever have a beer at the Adel store, say hi to Chuck and Nanny. Show you them big old steer heads up there hanging. Oh, when you ask where have they gone, hell, they gone like the MC cabin back in August, 100 head and more. So come on, boy, run on in. We're gonna let this say begin. Last to the big remudas of the mighty MC. Horses here for everyone. Saddle them, kids, let's get her done. By the time that Oregon sun goes down, this outfit's history. This outfit's history. We're having a drink at Stockman's, way out on the sagebrush sea. Jesse said, you know, they sold the MC Horses.
Man, is that not a classic?
Whoa.
Man, oh
that
man.
Has stood the test of time.
It sure has. Yeah, and will continue
and
to do
we'll
so.
And will do so, yes.
That's right. Well, we're having a little equine therapy this week. Oh, and it's good for the soul, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we also have to ditch out to a cow commercial. The good news is when we come back, you are going to teach us on Farrier's Fire.
Oh, no.
Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.